95 West, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
Sluggo, you were saying that my former partner Bean was doing something odd to you.
Yeah, I saw him post that he was very excited about jury duty, and I have gone out through the years out of my way to avoid jury duty.
As has everyone.
You watch 30 Rock, right? You remember Liz actually would dress up as Leia and pretend she was a hologram and tell the judge, you know, I can't, I'm not really real. And to get out of anything, to get out of jury duty.
So we have Bean on the phone now.
Bean!
To explain to us his love of the jury duty.
Howdy, sir.
Well, first of all, if you're talking about 30 Rock, I would love to be a rural juror.
The rural juror.
No, it's my life's dream is to be on a jury. Look, I'm a very old person, as you know. I've been called exactly twice in my life.
You're kidding.
No, two times. The first time is, it used to frustrate the heck out of me because I'm doing all the right things to get on their radar, right? Owning a house, having a driver's license, voting all the things that you think are going to get you on the list to make your potential juror.
Rarely getting arrested.
Rarely. I get called in Seattle, and at least that time, they did bring me into another room for further inquiry, but they never actually spoke with me. They just waved their hand, and a bunch of us were asked to leave. But at least we got out of the waiting room. The most recent time I was on jury duty was here in New Orleans, and it was recently. I didn't even get into that second stage. They just asked me along with a bunch of other people just to leave. They said they didn't need us. So listen to this. In Louisiana, what I understand is you wait 5 years.
Wow.
Contact you again.
Holy cow. That doesn't make any sense. It's like every 5 minutes here. I'm always getting summons. Yeah. And there's so many more people here. That's crazy.
So you're talking about how to get out of a jury.
Yes, sir.
How do you get out of jury duty?
My whole thing, and I've never had the opportunity to put this into practice because they've never even asked me any questions. They've eliminated me before we get to the stages. I have a superpower. Kevin, you know this.
I do.
I can tell if people are guilty just by looking at them. It would save the state so much time and money because I've got that guilty radar, right?
Have you told the lawyers this? I'm sure that would go over very well.
They wouldn't
have something to do with it.
They wouldn't need proof or anything.
Exactly. What a time saver I am. Your budgets are tight right now. I'm doing my part. I'm so furious because I'd be such an outstanding juror just for that reason, and they're not giving me the opportunity.
Just for that reason.
Bean used to get mad at me because I would come in and I would say I threw it away.
Sure.
You go, what?
Tore it up. Yeah.
Well, look, I know we're all yucking it up. We're having some radio fun here. But the truth of the matter is, you really do want, I think, competent, interested, intelligent people.
That's why I don't want to do it.
Right, but the more smart people figure out a way to get out of it, the lower the quality of the jury and the less likely it is to be a fair trial. So I really do actually kind of take it seriously. I joke, but I will tell you there was a huge relief, a sigh of relief, a little applause, in fact, when all of us were ased to leave and was on a jury. People were so excited to get out of there.
Of course.
I glared at a few on my way out.
I mean, I know this is a very unusual situation for you to be in, but you are a unique person in wanting to do jury duty.
Well, maybe I am. Maybe I am. But I'm also fascinated. And look, we've all followed the news for so many years. And how often have you looked at a news story and said, how on earth did they not convict that person? Or how on earth did they convict that
boy,
person?
That's true.
We all think that we would do a better job than the 12 citizens like us who are on that jury. So in a way, you kind of would rather be on the inside than on the outside, because at least then you know what's going on.
Well, damn it, stop making sense, because we want to talk to people about how they get out of jury duty.
I mean, it sounds good, what you're saying, but the actual job of being in a jury and watching a trial has to be so dull.
Like when I went down to court, the couple days I had to report in to sit there, it was so annoying. I mean, it's downtown L.A., there's nowhere to eat, there's a bunch of psychos everywhere.
You know what I think would help a lot, Kevin? I bet I know this about you. If you knew in advance what kind of trial you were going to be on, like the part of the fear of people going down to the courthouse is, oh my God, what if I get on a really boring financial case that's going to last 6 weeks? My life is over, right? I've got to really press pause and everything. But if you walk down there and you got to choose, say, or they told you ahead of time, the jury we're seating today is for a 3-day trial involving a stripper suing because of her breast implants.
Where do we sign up?
Yeah, I think I can carve out the time. Right.
Wait, is she suing me in that case? Or?
No, she's not suing you.
Oh, okay.
Although you may be recused from that jury if she recognizes you. You've got to worry about that.
So definitely a done deal. He's not doing that.